From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Jedediah Boone by Dusty Rhodes. We'll start with Chapter 1. A shrill scream pierced the early morning stillness and invaded 11-year-old Elizabeth Fargo's dream world. She bolted upright to a sitting position in bed and blinked the world into focus. It must have been a bad dream, she tried to reason, swallowing the lump of fear from her throat back down to a churning stomach. Beside her, Rebecca whined and uncurled herself from the covers, rubbing her sleepy eyes and swiping her long golden hair from her face with the back of a small hand. Something had awakened her, too. Usually you had to pry her 5-year-old sister out of bed. The ear-shattering blast of a gunshot interrupted her thoughts and exploded the air around them, and then another. Elizabeth's body jerked with each shot and went cold as terror spiraled through her. Her ears rang. Rebecca screamed and plunged into her arms, shaking uncontrollably. Elizabeth saw her little sister's eyes go wide in a chalky face, blank with horror, blurry with tears. Elizabeth encircled her sister with shaky arms and drew her close. They clung to each other, too frightened to cry. Elizabeth's own body quivered, and her heart thundered against the wall of her chest. Hot tears breached the rims of her eyes. Her chest contracted, and a sob squirmed its way up the back of her throat. They waited, straining, shaking.
"What is that, Liz?"
the 5-year-old demanded, her panicky voice quivering.
"I don't..."
The door to their bedroom suddenly burst open, choking off the rest of Elizabeth's words. Her eyes rounded white. What she saw sent a chill racing up her spine. Standing in the doorway was the first Indian she had ever